Hi, everybody, and welcome back to another bite-sized political podcast here on the David Vance podcast channel. Thanks so much for downloading this. And as always, my thank you to those who support me by buying me a coffee and indeed to my good friends at Quantum Hypno who sponsor these podcasts. Do check out their link below as well. Let them send them some love by visiting their site. That's all you have to do. Okay, where do we start in this one? I'll read you the headline and then we're going to get into it. A failed asylum seeker, age 40, who wore a sign saying, "Migrants are not criminals," raped a 15-year-old girl after his deportation back to Africa was blocked by do-gooder cabin crew. Yes. This is a failed asylum seeker. He didn't get repatriated as he should have due to an activist cabin crew who said they weren't prepared to go along with it. This guy called Anicet Mayela, who once protested outside a detention center with a sign that read, "Migrants are not criminals," could now face life in jail. And I've got a picture of him posturing with the sign hung around his neck saying, "Migrants are not criminals," holding like a stop detention sign. And he basically, Congolese guy, claimed his life was at risk. And that's why he, on that claim, he was released. He got into the UK, came to the UK. It was determined that he was no such thing. But anyway, the Air France crew who were going to take him back to Africa, who were supposed to take him back to Africa, said they weren't doing it, and it stopped the flight taking off from Southampton. So there you go, a 15-year-old girl. Sadly, raped by this migrant thug. But I'm sure Air France, the virtue signalers in Air France are feeling, this stuff happens, he's a little bit rapey, but, on the other hand, he is so vulnerable. These migrants are also vulnerable, and they're certainly not criminal, except he is a criminal, and he's a really bad form of criminal. I don't know about you, but I think rape is one of the most egregious crimes that we can commit. The act is just, it doesn't even bear thinking about. But anyway, this guy who was telling us that, he shouldn't be deported, that he should be allowed to stay here. The Air France crew who made sure that he stayed here. Yeah, he stayed here. And then he started to go about his business of raping 15-year-old teenage girls. This is where I'm so sad that, we don't have the death penalty in the UK anymore for this kind of crime, because we should have the death penalty for this person. The tragedy here is that this guy may now spend his time, the rest of his life, or the next 10 years of it anyway, because we don't even sentence people sufficiently any longer in this country. Cariff, you and me, taxpayer, we're going to fund for his accommodation in prison, for his food, for his heat, for his exercise, for his entertainment. You're going to fund that. So am I. Every taxpayer will fund that. So I don't want him in the UK. I actually want him deported back to, if he's Congolese, let him go back to where he came from. That's a, can't we get a, is there no flights going there that would actually take him? Because it would be cheaper to stick him on a flight and send him back to where he came from, then fund him in prison for the rest of his life. But no, that won't happen. He'll be funded here for another, maybe 10 years, maybe not even as long as that. So whenever the media says, he could be put away for life, well, life doesn't mean life anymore. And I would imagine that the lawyers would be instantly on the case saying, he hasn't raped anyone for 7 years now. So I think maybe we need to think about releasing him into the community. What could possibly go wrong? Maybe he'll have another sign around his neck saying, prisoners are not criminal. But they are. That's why they're in prison. And this guy's going to go to prison for raping a child, a teenager, 15-year-old girl, having to go through that ordeal because this thug was allowed to stay in the UK and the UK government went along with it. The UK government didn't kick back against Air France, didn't kick back against the French, didn't do a damn thing until it's too late. And the child then goes through the ordeal. And then after the event, people like James Cleverly say, I got a comment from him here. I see he says, Oh, he makes some comment about, well, you know, people didn't know. James Cleverly said, or someone close to James Cleverly, aka James Cleverly, said that people with no knowledge of these situations, of those for whom they suddenly decide to intervene, can have appalling consequences for others. Well, thanks so much, James Cleverly. It's almost like you're completely impotent and you don't have any power to do anything about these rapists who come to this country from outside this country. It has to be said that Mayella, this guy Mayella, he won his leave to remain in the UK after lawyers said his deportation would be against his human rights. So that's how shocking it is. You know, we're talking about the human rights of a rapist. We must protect them. Those are precious. Never mind the human rights of a 15-year-old girl. Sometimes this just makes me so annoyed. Thanks for listening.